Hello, this is Dana Brundage, Managing Editor of Digital Media for the Journal of Commerce, and I'm speaking today with another editor of the Journal of Commerce, Joe Bonney. Joe, thank you for talking with me today.
My pleasure.
Joe, you have been covering the ILA situation for years, and most recently, of course, you have been writing about the contract negotiations with the ILA and the United States Maritime Alliance. What is the current status of the negotiations?
The ILA and USMX have resumed negotiations this week and probably will continue through the week. They reported progress in their most recent negotiating session last month, and they're meeting in Delray Beach, Florida this week. The ILA's 200-member wage scale committee is on hand, and the two sides have designated smaller groups for the detailed discussion.
Joe, how critical are this week's negotiations?
They're at a very important stage. Shippers have been watching these negotiations closely for months. And this week, the National Retail Federation sent a letter to both the ILA and USMX urging them to continue to negotiate and also to pledge to keep the ports open past the September 30th contract expiration date. RILA, the Retail Industry Leaders Association, last week sent a message to both sides urging them to reach an agreement that avoids the work stoppage. And some shippers have already started to implement contingency plans by either shipping cargo early or diverting some of their shipments to the West Coast. And if they don't see progress this week, we probably can expect them to accelerate those plans.
Joe, can you please explain what the issues at hand are in these negotiations?
From the ILA side, it's automation, work jurisdiction, chassis managed maintenance and repair, and import container weights. And management is looking for improvements in productivity and efficiency, and there are other issues such as management's proposal for random drug and alcohol testing. Wages are always part of the discussion, but they appear to be a secondary issue this year. The ILA's president, Harold Daggett, since he took office last year, has been hammering on automation, and ILA recognizes that technology can't be stopped, but they're looking for job guarantees in exchange for letting it progress. Management's view is that East and Gulf Coast ports need technology if they're going to be able to make investments that attract the cargo that supports ILA jobs. In other words, growth is the best guarantee of jobs. On jurisdiction, the ILA wants to keep jobs of marine clerks, for example, from being replaced by electronic transmission of data. And the jurisdiction issue also spills over into chassis M&R. The ILA is concerned about the shift to chassis from ocean carriers, which are under the ILA master contract, to leasing companies. The leasing companies hire ILA labor now, and it promised to continue to do so, but the union wants some kind of contractual guarantee. And USMX, on the other hand, says it can't force the lessors to join the master contract and become parties to it. On overweight containers, the ILA is interested in that for safety reasons, but also significantly because underreported container weights reduce the royalties that ocean carriers pay to support ILA benefits and end-of-year bonuses. And these royalties are based on the tonnage of containers. But those are the ILA's main objectives. As I mentioned earlier, management is looking for productivity improvements that put the East and Gulf Coast ports in better position to compete for cargo. That's an especially critical issue in New York, New Jersey, where the employers say that primarily because of work rules, some of which date to the breakbulk era, more than half of their payroll costs are overtime.
And Joe, so in your opinion, what are the prospects for an agreement this week?
We just have to see what happens. Harold Daggett said the last round of talks produced significant progress and that he hoped this week's meetings would yield a tentative agreement. And that certainly would be good news for cargo interests and carriers. If the two sides, ILA and USMX, don't make headway this week, we'll almost certainly see shippers accelerate their contingency plans. And that, of course, would force them to incur costs and would not be a good thing. But we'll have to see what happens. At least the two sides are at the negotiating table, and that's a positive sign. When you have communication, you always have an opportunity for an agreement.
Excellent. Thank you, Joe, and we look forward to reading more about this later this week. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.